Hello.
Hi, Mitzi. Good morning. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to answer your call, but it was too late. Thank you for giving me a call.
Yeah, what's going on? Levi just called me and said something about moving this closing date a month. That has to be a mistake.
No, that's not right. What we actually did was, I don't know, there's, what do you call this? So it's going to be a notice. So the agreement was actually valid until yesterday, right? April 22nd. So it's just a standard procedure for us to keep the purchase agreement valid. It's just going to be a notice that we sent yesterday. Usually, the agreement will state that it will be extended for another 30 days. I mean, that means that the agreement is valid for another 30 days, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it's just a standard procedure. We're still trying to get the funds to you before Friday. And right now, I just got an update from Stephanie. We're just waiting for the insurance. That is going to be the last step. After that, we are good to close. She can have it recorded, and you'll have the funds, hopefully, before Friday.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to put insurance in place. What I want to know is, we're not going to extend that date 30 days.
That's not going to be.
So he said he got an email that said May 22nd. What I'm wanting to know is a day and a time for him to come sign documents.
Right. I'm still waiting for an update from Stephanie. Last update that I got from her is around 10 a.m. this morning that they're working on the insurance. Once we have that, that's going to be just the last step. We can schedule the closing. Stephanie from the attorney's office will be the one who's going to schedule that. It's either with you or with him. So we're also still waiting on that and also the settlement statement. We need to see it before Levi can sign it and go to the office and sign it himself.
Yeah, so but, you know, he needs some notice to be able to leave his job and do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Let me see. I'll go ahead and reach out to Stephanie and see if there's any way that we could get that. So again, we're still waiting for the insurance. But I just wanted to clarify that the email that he got yesterday, it's just a standard extension to keep the agreement valid, but we still need to close this week and get the funds to you before Friday. So.
Yeah, well, you're not expecting him to sign that.
No. He doesn't have to sign it. It's just really a notice because, you know, on the original purchase agreement, the agreement expires on the 22nd of April. Now, we just have to keep it valid. Again, it's just a standard extension to keep the agreement valid up to now. But again, we're working on the insurance. It's going to be the last step. And after that, we'll know the close date and also the time. And then Stephanie from the attorney's office will coordinate with him directly, or it's either you, so we can get a time and also.
Gotcha. Insurance should be the easiest part of it all. So, if I could be copied on emails and stuff, that would be great. He's confused about it. He doesn't understand what was sent to him. I'll call him back.
Gotcha. I'm sorry about that.
And I'll tell him that he can expect a phone call, you know, with, you know, a time to, you know, come down there for. Yeah.
Right. I'll get that as soon as we have a confirmed time. Usually it really depends on your availability, but I mean, if we are going to record this tomorrow, I mean, does he have like a specific time on when he could come to the office?
I can tell. Yeah, well, he gets off work at 3:30. He could be there by 4 o'clock. You know, if that is acceptable today, if that gives enough time for the money to be in his account by Friday.
Okay. I'll let Stephanie know if we could make it happen today, so he can come by 4 p.m. You said?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'll communicate that right now. And let me see if I have an email. No, that was the last update that I got like 2 hours ago. So let me follow up with her and see what's the status as of now. So
thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well for giving me a call back and for clarifying that. Apologize for the confusion, but thank you so much again, and I'll talk to you later.
Right, bye-bye.